Our evening message is from the Gospel of John. Thank you, Mrs. Shepherd. Thank you for playing that piano this evening. If you would take your Bible and find the Gospel of John and the third chapter. John and chapter number 3 and verse number 25. Gospel of John chapter 3. In verse number 25. And we will read verses 25, 26, and 27. And if you would stand with me, out of respect to this great and good book, and we will read John chapter 3, verse 25, 26, and 27. Are you ready? Let us read. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And let us look to God in a word of prayer. Father, what a great and good book thou hast given us. What a lamp it is to our feet, what a light it is to our path, what a salve it is to our wounds, what a glory it is to our spirits. Thank you for thy word. Lord, thank you. 10,000 times thank you. Where would I be tonight without this great and good book? God, I pray you'd help these many that hear it and this one that simple one that must rightly divide it. Pray for wisdom, love, faith, and power in the matchless name, the best name, the highest name, the name I'd love to hear, the name that is no sweeter name in all the universe. Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may have a seat. The employee specifically agrees. The employee specifically agrees that for a period of so many months or years, after the employee is no longer employed by this company, the employee will not engage directly or indirectly as proprietor, stockholder, partner, officer, employee, or otherwise in the same or similar activities as were performed by this company. That is a non-compete provision. That means if you were an independent Baptist preacher, that you wouldn't start an independent Baptist church within several years after being a member here. Now, there's not an independent Baptist that I know of that would sign that. The employee specifically agrees that for a period of so many months or so many years that he will not, she will not engage directly or indirectly as proprietor, stockholder, partner, officer, in the same or similar activities. That is a non-compete clause. I am a sports junkie. It is my escape from reality sometimes. I have a website that I go to that I read. It's all about Pittsburgh sports. It is a startup website. It's called DK Pittsburgh Sports. It's a really unique niche in the sporting market because what it is someone who covers exclusively Pittsburgh sports and had other writers hired to write just in that website. You pay for the website so much a month and you get to read these articles. Well, another company came into town, into Pittsburgh, and they poached with this big startup money, they poached some of the writers from this site that I read. They poached them. They came to them and offered them big bucks if they will come and write for us. Well, there was no non-compete provision when they were hired. In other words, they could go work for somebody right across the street writing about the same sports teams, and there would be no penalty, no problem, no fines, no litigation. It was a non-compete clause that was missing. Well, that's because the boss is a kind person. Now, I want to help you with something, with those ideas. John Baptist was the bright, the burning, the shining, the most popular preacher of his day. What a preacher. Now, the wardrobe, not so much. Huh? Here's where I really struggle, the diet. I'm telling you, I have eaten a lot of things. I am not going to eat bugs. Locusts, I don't care if you dip them in chocolate with sprinkles on it. I'm not eating bugs. Okay, so the wardrobe, But locusts, really? You can put honey on them. You can put chocolate on them. You can put sprinkles on them. I ain't going there, sir. That's not going to be my diet. John Baptist was the most powerful preacher of his day. Great crowds flocked to his preaching, and he preached faithfully. He said, "Behold, look it, the Lamb of God is the salvation of Israel. The Messiah is come, and he will take away the sins of the world." Well, John Baptist's preaching came true. John Baptist, though, had something that you need tonight and something that I need tonight. He had a non-compete clause. See, it's easy to think tonight, well, the grass is greener on the other man's side of the fence. That's easy to think tonight, especially if you read Psalm 73, where the wicked get rich and the godly people mourn and complain. But can I tell you tonight, my friend, sign a non-compete clause. Agree that you are not going to work for the competition, that you are not going to be in competition from anybody. Here's how you do that. Look at verse number 25. A question between John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. They came to John. "Behold," they say, "the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." And here's what John says. "A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven." You see, whatever a person has tonight, whatever success that they enjoy tonight, whatever success that I enjoy tonight, it comes from God. Now, the success I have and the gifts that I have are not the gifts that you have. But here's what was happening. The crowds were leaving John Baptist, but he had a non-compete clause. He had the idea that my lot, the place where I'm at, the ministry that I'm in, the life that I'm living, it's from God. The circumstances that I'm in, they are from God. The success that I have, or the lack of success that I have, it is from God. But none of that took John Baptist's joy from him. You might know this company. It's called Paychex. From Rochester, New York, they are a bazillion-dollar company all over the nation. They were founded in 1970, 71, somewhere around there. Paychex is a payroll processing company for small businesses. Most businesses in America employ under 100 people, under 50 people, most businesses in America employ. I believe I have my numbers right there. But under 50 people. Well, this gentleman was working for a company, and this company only did payroll processing for companies that had like a lot of employees, like hundreds and hundreds and thousands and thousands. And the more employees that the company had, that was the client that they were after. But this gentleman said, wait a minute, there are all these companies with that are small businesses, that those are some fish that we could hook, and that's a niche that we could fill. He went to the company and he said, look, guys, there's a whole other potential branch out there that we could take, we could make some money. And they said, no, we're not interested. He came back a few months later and he said, look, there's a whole niche here that nobody's filling this. We can do this. No, not interested. So in 1970, he took $3,000 and he started Paychex. He said in the early days, he almost starved to death. Some really tough times. But now it is a national company and it's going to go international here soon. Here's why I tell you this story. Chances are you don't care about Paychex. Here's why I tell you this story. That man watched his father in business. And his father, when his father was in business, his father went bankrupt. His dad went bankrupt, and he remembers it so clearly. He remembers the guy coming to the house and knocking on the door and saying, give me the keys to the car. The repo man taking the keys from his dad, putting the keys in the car, and driving away with the family car. He remembers how he said, if I can ever do anything, I'm going to make some money and help my family. You see, his dad went bankrupt. But if you ask him about his dad when his dad went bankrupt, here's what he'd say about his dad. My dad was the kindest soul, the nicest soul. And even though all that difficulty that he went through, it never made him bitter or angry. But do you understand tonight that the success of Paychex, the success of that son, far eclipsed the success of his dad? See, that's what's happening there in that passage. John Baptist is preaching and people are flocking to his ministry. But all of a sudden, Jesus shows up. And guess who people start to go to hear? Jesus. Worse than that, Jesus is in the same neighborhood, so to speak. If you study the geography, they're about 10 miles from each other. And the crowds begin to diminish at John Baptist preaching, and they begin to go over to Jesus and hear Jesus preaching, and multitudes are getting baptized by Jesus' disciples, and less and less and less by John Baptist's disciples. And the disciples, the people who were passionate about John Baptist, they come to him and say, hey, you know that Jesus guy? You pointed everybody to him. Remember you said, there's the Lamb of God. Remember you said, he's the Messiah. Remember you said, he's taking away the sins of the world. Well, guess what, John? They all went to him, just like you told them to. And look at your crowds and look at John's crowds. And what's John's answer? My lot's from heaven. The circumstance I'm in is from heaven. The success I have or lack of success I have, it's from heaven. A man gets nothing except it comes from heaven. You see, tonight, John was not unhappy about that. Do you get that? John wasn't unhappy about that. He was saying, what I have tonight, I'm content with, because what I have tonight came from God. See, there are two ways to be happy. Want what you have, want what you have. There are two ways to be content. Want what you have or have what you want. And most of my unhappiness comes when I want something that I don't have instead of having something that I have. Look at what he says in John chapter 3 and verse number... A man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven, verse 27. I am not the Christ, verse 28. My joy is fulfilled, verse 29. Wait a minute, John, you're happy? Yeah, I'm happy. You have joy, John? How do you have joy? Every Wednesday night, I drive by another church in our city. The parking lot is full of cars. Do you look at other people and say, I work as hard as them? Do you look at other people and say, why don't I have that same kind of house? Say, here's the truth tonight. Whatever you have is not what they have, but what they have is not what you have. God is sovereign in giving you gifts. God is sovereign in dispensing his blessings. I cannot say I'm not blessed tonight. I am blessed tonight. Unhappiness comes when I say, I know I'm blessed tonight, but I want that gift. No. God would say, that's his gift. No, but I want that gift. We are like kids. Here's what our kids will do. Someone's playing with a toy. Whatever the toy is, it could be an old toy, a broken toy. Because all toys, no matter what amount of money you spend on, end up broken, with like a doll with some arm hanging off it because someone tried to do surgery, or on and on and on you go. But somebody has a toy and is playing with the toy, somebody else will come over and say, gimme. Hey, can I tell you tonight? Just because I don't have somebody else's blessings doesn't mean I'm not blessed, and my happiness doesn't come from my success or lack of it. It doesn't come from the lot that I have in life. So John Baptist has these followers, and they're jealous of the success that Jesus has. Remember the thing we read? The employee agrees for a period of X number of months or X number of years, after no longer being employed by the company, not to engage directly or indirectly as proprietor, stockholder, partner, officer, employee in the same or similar activities. I'm not in competition with another church. I'm not in competition with another preacher. I'm not in competition with another ministry. Tonight, God has given me the lot that I am in. And contentment is saying, this is the lot that I'm in. Thank you, Lord. And John Baptist, his ministry was shrinking. Jesus was growing. But John Baptist says, I have joy. Why does he have joy? Look down at verse number 36. Because he has everlasting life. You see, happiness is not in success that you might have or that I might have. Happiness is in knowing I'm saved and I'm secure. Happiness isn't standing up and preaching. Happiness is knowing I can never perish. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. He that believes on the Son is not condemned. He that believes not, the wrath of God is on him. That's joy tonight. Joy tonight is knowing I'm saved. I'm going to live forever. And the circumstance that I'm in, God put me there. Whew. Okay, so you look at somebody else and say, I wish I had that car. I was driving my minivan this morning to pick people up for church, because the church van is kaput, inside out. I don't know, it needs a jump. It needs, maybe there's a nut loose behind the wheel. I get it, never mind. And I was sitting at the stoplight, this other church van pulls up next to it. Here's what happened to me. You've been there. I turned green. I mean, I was like, oh, look at that. But here's the thing. Your happiness is not determined by the lot that you're in or the success that you enjoy. Happiness is in the secure salvation that you have. See, I'm not in competition with another church. I'm not in competition with another ministry. I'm just trying to do my best to serve Christ myself. His name is Jerry Lewis. He was in the 40s, and even before that, the 40s, 50s, and 60s, a famous entertainer and comedian. He used to do comedy acts with Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and all of them. Well, Jerry Lewis began performing when he was about heaven's age. His dad was an entertainer, and he would go to the nightclubs in the Catskill Mountains up in New York, and down into Jersey and New York, and would do comedy routines. And Jerry traveled along with them. But can I tell you something tonight? Here's how you can be happy. Look, do you get this? John Baptist baptized Jesus. He baptized Jesus, and now Jesus is outshining him. Yeah, and John Baptist is happy about that. You know what I want? I want my kids to outshine me. I want them to go further for God than I have gone. I want them to do more for Christ than I have done. I want them to live happier lives than I have lived. Hey, life that I have lived. Not that I've lived more than one life. Hey. Do you get that? John Baptist, he took Jesus and dunked him in that river Jordan. He was the forerunner. He paved the road. He pointed everybody there. Then everybody leaves. But the crowds are diminishing. And John still says, but I'm happy. My joy is complete. My joy is fulfilled. Jerry Lewis began performing with Dean Martin. They began traveling through the same clubs. They became very popular. Fact is, in their heyday, they were the most popular entertainers. But Jerry Lewis's dad never got over that. His dad never got beyond the fact that his son was so much more popular than he ever was. And his son would come to him, and Jerry Lewis would say to his dad, Dad, you wouldn't believe this. I did a stand-up performance for the Queen of England. Here's his dad's response. Yeah, but if you ever play Broadway, then you'll really make it. If you just play Broadway, okay, so you did stand up for the Queen. Okay, so you did a few hours all yourself, all alone, and did say, okay, but if you ever did Broadway, then you'd really make it. He never, ever, ever could get approval from his father because his father was always saying, there's no way that my son is going to outshine, outdo, outwork, outsuccess me. But see, whatever success you have or that I have, that can't determine my happiness tonight. What my happiness is determined by tonight is not popularity, it's not position. Look at what helps determine it. And then we'll close. John chapter 3 and verse number 28. I said, I am not what? The Christ. What did he say? I am not the Christ. What did he say he was? He said, I am sent before him. I am the forerunner. I am the messenger. You see, John Baptist could be content. His happiness and his joy was not from popularity and success. His happiness and his joy was from he knew who he was. He knew why he was there. He knew that his life had a purpose and a meaning unique all to its own. And if you would get that idea tonight. Okay, so your house is not as big as their house, but it's your house. Okay, I said I'm not the Christ. I'm sent before to point people to the Christ.
If you could get tonight the idea, here's what God sent me to do, and my happiness is because I know my identity. I know who I am, I know who I'm not. And I'm not in competition. Think about this in closing. How futile is it to compete with God? Doesn't that seem futile? Doesn't that seem like a waste of time? Doesn't it seem impossible to say, I want to be more popular than Christ? Doesn't that seem foolish? Doesn't that seem fickle? It is tonight. But there are plenty of people tonight who are in competition with God. You see, tonight, there is one seat on your heart. But there are 10,000 things that want someone or something else to sit on that seat. What tonight is in competition for the seat of your heart? How foolish it is tonight for something to think it should be competing for the passion, the throne, the possession, the place in my heart that only God and Christ rightly deserve. So tonight, here's what I urge you to do. Sign that non-compete clause. That's the ticket to contentment. And say, God, I don't want somebody else's house. I don't want somebody else's car. I don't want somebody else's ministry. I don't want somebody else's life. I don't want somebody else's appearance. Isn't that crazy? If I could just look like her. Yeah, but do you understand to look like her, you have to eat like a bird? Really? You want to eat like a bird? And 100 years from now, no one's going to know that you looked like her. So what does that mean? Eat all you want, pack it on, baby. So if I just looked like her, okay, and you have to eat like sunflower seeds for lunch. Woohoo, a whole pack of them. At least they were the spicy kind. Hey, God made you. If God wanted another one of her, he would have made another one of her. God made you. Yeah, but you say, but I'm not him, because you're not supposed to be him. And when you quit trying to be him, you'll be content. Instead of being him, be you. Instead of saying, I wish I could live there. I wish I had that job. Oh, man. The car I saw today, it was this black and red Mustang. Oh, I can still see it. I can see it. I can smell it. Well, that's because it's a Ford. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Got away from the notes there. The notes got a little blurry there. I can see it. I can hear it. You know how that, it just, I'm thinking, man, if you sat in that seat and wound that thing out. Oh. You know, God has given me the gift of prophecy. I don't know if you realize that or not. A few years ago, I went to Vanessa and I said, God has given me the gift of prophecy, and God wants you to give me your Mustang. And being Vanessa, she said, sure, preacher, but I should have known. Because a few weeks later, I got a green Mustang from Vanessa. It's a matchbox. It's about this big, and it's somewhere in my office, unless one of my sons has taken it and driven it around the neighborhood. It's this little green Mustang. Oh, Vanessa. Oh, what do you do with Vanessa? Okay, I wish I had that car, but you don't. You have that car. So, do you really think if you got that car, you would be happy? Yeah, till you got the payment book. And then you got the insurance premium. And then you'd say, I want the minivan back. Give me the minivan back. Contentment is saying, whatever I have, God gave it to me from heaven. Who's ever in the seats, whatever's in my wallet, whatever's in my bank account, whatever my success is, whatever my lack of success is, it all comes from heaven. And I have signed a non-compete clause. I don't want something else. I want this church. I want that family. I want this Bible. That's all I want. I want what I have. Now, you can think tonight that the grass is greener on some other man's property, on the side of some other man's fence, but I'd be careful. That might be where their septic tank is. Oh, Lord, I've been saving that joke all day. No, there are all kinds of people tonight. You're hardworking, and you're good, and you're sincere, and you're honest. And you're wondering, why don't I have what they have? Because you don't have what they have, but they don't have what you have. So you can say, give me that gift, give me that gift, I want that gift. Or you can say, thank you, God, I'll take that, because that's what you gave me. And here's what you'll be, content. Let's bow our heads, let us have a word of prayer together. Father, what a noble answer, what nobility we see in John Baptist. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. What contentment we see in John Baptist. I wish that it were in my heart and spirit as well, Master. My Lord, I pray tonight that somebody somewhere, that several somebody somewhere would sign that non-compete clause. That they would say, I don't care if there's a kid of mine that's more successful than me, that if there's a church of mine that's bigger than me, if there's somebody that has a nicer house or a faster car, they have their gifts and I have my gifts. God doesn't have just one blessing. God has a multitude of gifts. He's sovereign. And God, I pray, help somebody tonight. That they would say, my happiness isn't in my success. My happiness is in my salvation. Because I have everlasting life. And I'm never going to perish and go to hell. In just a moment, the music's going to play. Here's what I urge you to do. I urge you to come and kneel at the altar this evening. If God has so put it upon your heart, I urge you to come and kneel at the altar this evening and say, God, I'm going to stop looking over the fence at other homes, at other cars, at other lives, at other places, at other families and think, oh, they're perfect. No, they've got problems just like you've got problems. They get up in the morning just cranky like you get up in the morning cranky. They worry about things just like you worry about things. Would you sign that non-compete clause tonight? Would you say, I'm going to quit worrying about what somebody else is doing or going to do, and I'm just going to say, man, I've got so many blessings, I'm just going to wallow in what I have instead of wishing for what I don't have. Would you sign that non-compete clause tonight? Because if you would, here's what would happen. A great sense of contentment would come into your heart. You don't need to look like somebody else. You just need to look like you, the best you for God, the best that you can be for God. That's what you need. Let us stand together. Will you sign that non-compete clause tonight? If God puts it upon your heart this evening, quit saying, I wish I was like that kid. I wish I had the family that kid had. I wish I had the games that kid have. I wish I had the dad that kid has, or the mom that kid has, or I wish, but you don't. So you can say, how come I don't? They have all that and I don't. Or you can say, thank you God for what I got. I have learned to be content. Hey, John, you know, there's this guy down the street. You wouldn't believe how many people he's baptizing. Hey, John, isn't that the guy you baptized and now he's doing better than you? Yeah, a man gets nothing except it comes from heaven. My lot tonight is from heaven.